As a country, we talk a good game when it comes to protecting our kids' health. But in terms of investing in government programs providing health care and nutrition to poor children, we act quite differently and don't devote a lot of money to the cause. That's what Janet Curry is writing about in the latest Health Affairs Journal. Curry is the director of the Center of Health and Well-Being at Princeton University, and she joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis on Skype.
We say that we want to support children. Why don't we? I considered three different arguments about that. Maybe there's still a lot of voters out there who don't believe that government can be effective. And in that case, I was trying to summarize the evidence that things like expanding Medicaid to cover pregnant women and children has been tremendously effective and has actually saved the government money in the long run. The second argument has to do with that business about saving government money in the long run. Maybe people have gotten the idea that programs should save money or else they're not worth doing. And of course, that's not a standard that we apply when we're looking at something like Medicare, health insurance for older people, or Social Security. We do those things because it's the right thing to do. And ultimately, that is why we should do programs for children. So it's great if they save money, but that shouldn't be the deciding factor. The third reason why we don't have as much redistribution in this country as some other countries may be that we're so polarized. The very thing that we see right now with the election and people dividing into different groups may just make it difficult to pass legislation that would benefit all children in all groups.
How far behind other developed countries are we in this respect?
If you chose some of the most equal countries, like Denmark, for example, they have a nurse home visiting program that's been in effect since 1937. Every pregnant woman and newborn gets visited by a nurse. Anyone that seems to need more services gets hooked up with services. There's minimum income supports for people. And of course, there's universal access to health and healthcare. Judged by that kind of a benchmark, we're pretty far behind. Even if you compare to Canada, which is more similar to the U.S. than Denmark, we're still struggling to get people universal access to health care. Canada has a child benefit, which has been greatly expanded over the past 10 years and has made a real dent in child poverty. So even relative to our close neighbors, we're not doing very well.
How does race play into this?
That's an excellent question. One of the things that I highlighted in the article is that we have a racial generation gap developing in the United States, where older people are still predominantly white and children are often African American or mixed race or Hispanic or Asian. So it's already the case that we're already kind of majority minority in terms of younger people. And so it's possible that that's one of the things that is a barrier to having more programs for children, and that people look at children and they don't see themselves or their grandchildren. They see some other person's children.
That's Janet Curry, director for the Center of Health and Well-Being at Princeton University.